Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietello Publications. I am joined today by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. Readers of Paprietello Publications see the PM40, but what is it? Where did it come from? What does it mean?
Good questions, Helen. The PM40 started about 20 years ago. The PM40 is short for Paper Money 40 Publicly Traded Stocks. When it started, we normalized the value to be 1,000. Since then, we have always worked on normalizing to this base number.
Well, that's the when. What's the why?
Well, one should ask themselves this question. How do I find the pulp and paper industry in the Dow Jones averages or in the S&P 500? Now, the answer is you don't. The paper companies get lost in these broad-based industries.
Makes sense. After the break, we will discuss how forest product companies qualify for the PM40.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
And we're back. So, Steve, how do companies qualify to be in the PM40? Actually, I'll answer this one myself as I am often involved in this process. The qualifications for a company to be in the PM40 are stated with every publication, the PM40. I quote, the PM40 contains 40 companies engaged primarily in forestry, pulp and paper manufacturing, converting, and printing. Our criterion for selection is as follows. Geographic limitations, there are none. Stock exchange listing must be listed on a U.S. exchange to eliminate the effects of currency fluctuations, and American Depository Receipts, ADRs, are eligible for inclusion.
I'll add that to be eligible, the candidate must be primarily dependent on cellulose in any form for business health. In other words, Kimberly-Clark is included, but Procter & Gamble is not.
And Jim, I'll add that the PM40 is a price-weighted index, which is rebalanced quarterly. Helen, what can you say about the fluctuations of the PM40?
As Jim mentioned earlier, it started around 20 years ago at a normalized value of 1,000. If one looks at the snapshot of the index recently published in Paper Money, one can see that as of January of 2015, it was almost 3,400, and recently it has been around 5,200.
And during the COVID pandemic, it dropped to about 2,000, but has recovered nicely.
I'll add that last year, while the overall market was experiencing variations due to inflation and the interest rate changes, the PM40 reflected the general market.
If one thinks about the U.S. pulp and paper industry and all of the opinions that one hears about it in general, the PM40 put some facts in place. Helen mentioned that it was about 3,400 back in January of 2015, and the math is easy. That is a 3.4 multiple as compared to when it started, and today at 5,000, that multiple is 5.
So, if one invested a dollar 20 years ago, that has turned into $5 now. That is over an 8% annual return for the investment, an excellent return.
I can only conclude that the industry is healthy. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jim. And by the way, the three of us have no investments of any kind in the PM40 companies, just in case you were wondering. If you have any questions or comments, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Roush, R-O-U-S-H, at iPulpMedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International, copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.